You're listening to SBS News.
Over the last 10 years, the Karen refugee community is reported to have settled into Melbourne after being displaced from their homes in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Most of them have come from refugee camps placed along the border between Tibet and Myanmar, building a refugee community in Windsor, Melbourne. The Victorian government has acquired 20,000 hectares of unique grassland on a volcanic plain in Werribee and renamed it the Western Grassland Reserve. A program called Working Beyond the Boundaries, created by the Migrant and Refugee Settlement Agency, AIMS Australia, allows refugees to volunteer at national parks and restore them back to their original form. This program also gives refugees an opportunity to build connections with the broader community and learn horticulture skills. The latest project from the program sees a partnership of AIMS and Parks Victoria to restore the Western Grassland Reserve and preserve the native landscape. 12 members of the Karen refugee community volunteered to help sort kangaroo grass seeds to be used to revegetate the damaged reserve. AIMS Australia Public Affairs Manager Laurie Knoll says kangaroo seeds can only be extracted by hand, which can result in a long and drawn-out process.
And the Karen are brilliant at this. They're inveterate gardeners. They've always lived in agricultural settings, and they can tell the difference between a good seed and a bad seed. So they volunteered to get involved in this and to laboriously and manually pick out these seeds from the grass clippings. So there's about 6,000 seeds needed to revegetate this area of reserve.
The Western Grassland Reserve serves as a habitat to many Australian animals, even though it is only grass. Area Chief Ranger for Werribee Plains, James Brincat, mentions that grasslands are not that attractive to the eye, but are extremely important to the Australian environment.
In doing so, they hang onto the soil and it prevents the soil from being blown away in the drier times, and it produces grazing material for many of our graziers, and it produces cover for many of the wildlife that lives in amongst it.
It took 2 hours for the project to be completed by the Karen refugees. These seeds will be planted and protected in hopes of growing into tall, luscious grass. Karen refugees participate mostly in agricultural programs, including the restoration of Werribee Kitchen Garden, where refugees can grow their own food as well as sell them to local restaurants and shops. Mr. Knoll says the Kitchen Garden is one of the most successful programs that AIMS has in partnership with Parks Victoria.
When the Karen first started volunteering in the garden, one of the first things they did was to recreate the Kitchen Garden. And they use it to grow their own food, and it's also supplied to local hotels and restaurants. So it's been an amazing program to be involved with, to see these historic kitchen gardens renewed, refreshed and begin to produce produce again.
Mr. Brincat says that he's excited for the journey of the restoration of the grasslands and to see what the future holds for these native landscapes.
But it's so important that it's there, and I think once you sort of know a grassland and you realise its value, in a few years' time it's going to be really interesting to see what's happened in this journey in getting these grasslands back and getting them, back into a grassland.
The Karen's refugees' contribution to agriculture has helped Parks Victoria with restoring and preserving nature. Mr. Brincat has found that working with refugees has been beneficial for both Parks Victoria and refugees, who he says are hardworking and keen to help the community.
My hat goes off to people who do that, and this has been the general rule working with refugee communities. They are really, really keen to help other communities as well as their own. And this project is one of those.
Rebecca Manaboog, SBS News.